Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We are recording, so get ready. Okay. Today we're going to say his, hers, ours in using the Arabic language.
I can do it.
Okay.
Oh, none of them are specific.
I have another.
One of these works. I was.
No, they are bad. I got them from here. Okay. So we're going to have see a table made on the screen or made on the board. The first one is mine. The first one is mine because I'm the first person. Mine is the same for male and female in Arabic. Again, because we said, how do we figure out it's a male or female when you say mine?
You're talking to the person.
Exactly, you're talking to the person. Mashallah, you're very smart. Not mine here. Mine, male and female, would be like this. First person.
I know, but you're going to draw lines between each one.
Okay. That's first person. And this is male, female. One male, one female. They happen to be the same. So, Lili. So, this one is going to be equivalent to mine. And then, when we have the second person...
I got this.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I see what you're doing. Hold on. You want to say... double and plural as well. Like this is single. This is double. And this is plural. Plural. Okay. So this one becomes mine. This one becomes mine. No. Mine. Only single. Okay. You got that part?
Yes.
So, in Arabic, how about, what do you say? Say, li.
Li.
Li. Okay? It's just like the name li. Li. How about if it's double? If it's double,
yes.
If it's double, it is lana. It is lana.
Is
lana. It is lana. Male and female are the same. So ours. How about plurals? Plural. It's also lana. It's also lana. It is also lana.
Lena.
Yes. So, Lena.
Why is there a school?
Why is there a school then?
Lena. It will have shadda. Okay? Got it? Okay. And this is for male and female are the same. Now, when we do the second person... We have male and female for the second person. We have male and female. So the male for second person is laka. Yes, laka. Lam kaf, laka. You got it? It's laka. And for female it is? Lucky. So it's the same, but with kasra. So it's lucky. This is yours.
This is yours.
They are all yours, by the way. Yours. Yeah, all of them are yours. In English, they are all yours. But in Arabic, it's different. Now, in English, for yours, double the same female and female, it is?
Female and male.
Female and male, it is lakuma. Lakuma.
Up
or down? Up. Lakuma. Lakuma. And then, for plural, it's different, male than female. So, it is lakum. Lakum or lakunna.
Lakunna?
No, in this one. In this one. Lakunna.
Yeah?
Put a dot here. It is la kum la kunna. Okay. And for the third person, male and female. Okay, for a single you say lahu. For a single you say lahu. Lahu lam ha marbuta.
Lam ha?
Ha marbuta. No, not that marbuta.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's ha marbuta. Yeah, it's lahu. And the female is laha. So, lam ha. Laha. Now, for double, it is double male lahum. Lahuma. Lahuma. Lahuma, yes. And for female is also lahuma. That's for male and female.
Oh.
So say just lahuma in the middle. Lahuma. And then for for the plural is lahum and lahunna. And lahunna. Yes, let's make meaning like normal meaning. Like without. Like this one. Without. Like this. It is the same, but. Okay. Lahum lahunna. Okay. Extended. Okay. You got it? Now let's do examples of this. Let's do example. Liman hadha al-qalam. Speak about yourself. لمن هذا القلم؟
هذا القلم لي.
هذا القلم لي. لمن هذا القلم؟
قلمي.
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 قلمي. See, you notice قلمي and لي. You got it? Last time we did قلمي. قلمي. Today we're doing.
قلم.
Today we're doing لي. هذا القلم لي. So you can have two answers. You can say قلمي or you can say. Li.
Li هذا القلم.
لا, just answer. Who's this pen?
Li.
Li. Whose, right?
Whose is this
pen? Oh, whose is this pen?
Li.
Li. How about you? If you use the other form, the long answer. So there is a short answer which is li, and there is a long answer which is qalami.
That's what I said.
Yeah. Yeah. You can say hada qalami.
Okay.
Hada.
Hada qalami.
Qalami. Good job. Okay. Now for you. Hada qalami or hada qalamu.
Li.
Li. Usually, in a normal speech, you say li. لمن هذا القلم؟ لي.
Mine.
Which is?
Li.
Li. How about you?
Qalami.
Qalami. Got it. Okay.
If you've ever had cousins who go like, mine. Li.
Okay. Now, doing this, talk about both of you. I'm talking to both of you. Okay? لمن هذا القلم؟
لك.
لنا.
لنا. مظبوط. لنا.
Oh, I'm looking at second person. Sorry, I'm
just
second
person.
Yes. I got it.
Now we're talking about double. How about you? Two females. لمن هذا القلم؟
لنا.
لنا. لمن هذا القلم؟
قلمي.
قلمي or؟ No, you're talking about you and him.
Oh, me and him. لنا.
لنا. Okay. Or the long one is or قلمنا. Okay? That's the default because we have قلمنا, قلمنا. Okay? We have قلمنا, ضمة. We have قلمنا, كسرة. That's determined by grammar. Later on you will see. So the default case is قلمنا. Okay. Now three of you. You know the mixed group is like the yeah, so that's you can say one, two, three plus. So the mixed group becomes a male group. So let's go here. You three of you.
قلمنا.
لمن هذا القلم؟ لمن هذا القلم؟
لنا.
لنا. That's right. لمن هذا القلم؟ لنا. Or you can say قلمنا. قلمنا or قلمنا is fine. But the default case is قلمنا.
Okay.
You got it? Because it changes, depends on the grammar. Okay? From لهما, from قلمنا, قلمنا, قلم, you know? Huh? Now, لمن هذا القلم؟ Three of you.
لنا.
لنا. So if you want to say, it's not ours, what would you say?
Yours.
No, no. هذا القلم ليس لنا. Or you say, ليس لنا. You say what?
ليس لنا.
ليس لنا.
What does that mean?
Opposite to لنا. Opposite to لنا, which is not ours. Opposite to لنا. So always to get the opposite, you say ليس and then the other one. Whatever it is. So you say, ليس لنا means not ours. Good? All right. Now let's talk, you and me are talking about him. And he's not here. And he's not here. Okay. لمن هذا القلم؟
هذا القلم لي.
لا, هذا القلم. This is his pen. So
yeah, but I forgot his name.
No, I don't want to use the name.
Okay.
I want you to use the
قلم له.
له. You say هذا قلمه or له. You say قلمه or له. Does he have to be absent? No. Let's say he's right there. And I ask you, whose pen is this? له. And you're present. And you say, nah, it's له. Say, nah, it's له.
If it's
a pen, I would take it. Not be like, oh, it's his.
No, if I'm investigating a crime and I say, huh, who owns this one?
Crime of the stolen pen, that sounds like one of those magic treehouse series, like where they go back in time and find the creator of the pen and all that stuff.
It could be evidence for a case.
Right. Something like that.
Like suicide note, but it wasn't the handwriting didn't match the person you
committed
suicide. And so whose pen is this? It was written with this pen.
So now we talk about two against two. Or like two? Yes. No, just actually one against two.
Oh, that's awesome.
I want you to say it's their pen. هذا القلم. Look here. What would you choose? Huh? Which one do you choose? I'm asking you. And you want to tell me the answer that I want to hear is that it is theirs.
هذا القلم لهم.
لهم. That's right.
Okay. That's what I said the first time.
Yes. No, you said لهم.
So close.
I said لكم.
Okay. How about if you... If it's not theirs.
What,
so,
what if it's...
Say the same thing.
لمن هذا القلم؟
هذا القلم ليس لهم.
Or you say ليس؟
ليس
لهم. Or ليس قلمهم. Either ليس لهم أو ليس قلمهم. Okay. So can you do this? Like use the word قلم to do these three by saying قلمي قلمنا قلمنا. You know? So you use it with... You notice that?
Like here? Because I'm not putting it in that table.
Yeah.
Right here?
Can you?
Not putting it in that table?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Now, can you put it in your own table? You notice something. What we do, we replace the lamb with the thing. So, if it's kursi,
that's the first person.
This kursi yuhu. You replace the lamb, okay? Or the lamb, the letter lamb.
Yeah.
The letter lamb.
Yeah.
The letter lamb, you replace it with?
The word.
The word. Got it?
Yes.
Subject.
Exactly. Exactly. So, if I say, instead of lahum, qalamahum. Instead of lakunna, qalamukunna.
So, would they be two separate words?
No, qalam. Qalam, we're doing qalam here, and then the same columns. The same exact column.
Oh.
All you need to do is replace the lamb with qalam.
Okay, qalam.
The root is qalam. The root is qalam. Oh, okay, that's fine. One male, one female. Okay, you got that part right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to quiz you.
No.
No, not quiz you, like exercise
it's
with
not
you.
Great at
exercise with you. Okay. Okay. I am talking to you. I am talking to you about them. I'm talking to you about them. Okay. Whose this pen is?
هذا القلم لهما.
لهما. ما شاء الله. Perfect. How about if we have a third girl? Like three girls.
Yeah.
And they say, who is this?
هذا القلم لهمنا.
Look at the board. Lahunna. Lahunna. Very, very good. How about if I ask you and you want to refer to that he's the هذا القلم له. So what would you say?
هذا القلم له.
Okay. How about if you want to talk about her? You say what?
هذا القلم له.
لها. That's right. لها. So you can guess, you can have the table.
Where?
You can have the table. Okay, and then you can cheat from it.
Yeah.
Like if I give you a quiz or something, then you can open the table and at the same time, let's practice this. Okay, so now you and me are talking about you. Okay, so I say, لمن هذا القلم؟
هذا القلم لي.
هذا القلم
لي.
لي. Good job. لمن هذا القلم؟
قلم لي.
هذا القلم لي. How about if you both, only one of you will speak, not both of you. لمن هذا القلم؟
قلم لي.
لا, only one of them. Like both of you, only one will speak. Let's say you are going to speak on behalf of you and him. So, لمن هذا القلم؟
قلم لنا.
قلم لنا. That's right. Or قلمنا. Or قلمنا. And you say لنا. Arab, by the way, don't use redundant words. Don't use redundant words. So they say they use very short sentences. Very short sentences. As short as it can. And that's insult if you use more than that. It's like, do you think I'm stupid? You need to make it long sentence. No, just short sentence.
What if like جدا جميلة جدا 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 جدا.
No, that becomes a way to express things, and that's a form of expression.
Okay.
You know that if you put these fatha, dhamma, kasra on the words at the days and early days, Arab didn't have neither fatha, dhamma, kasra nor dots. So, seen and sheen would be like this.
So
no,
it would be
know this, know this.
Alif, ba, ta, tha, jim, ha.
No, no, tajweed, or not like that.
Okay, now,
oh, well, that's what
what?
No dots.
Okay, what if you do it with tashkeel and dots to them? Like this,
then
dots and tashkeel. No, they get upset. They say, what do you think I am, stupid? Like, why are you stupid? And then they wouldn't need it. They wouldn't need it. Only when the non-Arab came to Islam, and the Arabs started going into the slang language, okay?
That
there's slang.
Yeah,
that's not
slang.
We have slang.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have slang.
I thought we only had like different accents.
Masri, Masri.
لا يعني that wouldn't be
like,
slang.
Like for example.
It'd be like a diff.
Hada ilak? In Syria, for example, you say hada ilak?
Oh,
is this
like
yours?
That wouldn't be.
Okay,
slang.
But in Egypt, they. Dattaak, bitaak.
Okay.
See,
but then.
But in the Arabic, al fasih.
Let's just say American and then like British. That wouldn't be slang.
No, that's
like,
accent.
Yeah, that's not slang. That's an accent. Wouldn't it be the same thing?
Yeah, but
No. And in the United States, you know, you just the pronunciation. So it's like, my name
like,
is Aneta.
Yeah.
Can you fix the Eastern?
Yeah,
can
no.
you fix? No, so that you understand.
Yeah, but it's all my.
Okay.
Accents
they say
would
color
be like a British accent. But the thing is that the words for Britain also exist in English, but we don't use them.
No.
The difference between English and Arabic is that in Syria, if you came up to them and said "bedatik," they'd be like white.
Yeah.
White.
Yeah, unless they
the
see Egyptian.
See, there are some different words in like you know they use different words in Britain.
Yes. But you got the point. You got the point. When Arab started using slang. Okay, when Arab started using slang, and when the non-Arab came to Islam, then Ali ibn Abi Talib ordered the dots and the tashkeel. I think Ali ibn Abi Talib. Furthermore, when they didn't know when to say Muhammadun, Muhammadan, or Muhammadin, then one of the Khalifas orders Abu al-Aswad al-Du'ali to make the Lords of Grammar that I'm teaching you here. Okay, so it became a rule of grammar that, you know, you follow and you get it right if you follow the rule of grammar. When I went to Saudi Arabia, there was a Pakistani guy working, you say? There was an Indian or Pakistani guy working there. Then he would say, Hada mush li. Hada mush li. Instead of Hada laysa li. Say, Haza Mushli.
The same thing.
Same thing. We're just slang. Yeah.
Mushli.
Or you say, Haza Haggak. Haza Haggak.
The Haggak. The Haggak.
Yeah. This is, Haggak means like yours. You got it? You know, there is, so let's stick here with the Fusha, the Arabic Fusha in the Quran. And so.
Great job. Okay.
Can you do the Tashkeel?
More
applause.
Yay.
Okay.
We call this, just remember that,
y'all.
This noon was Shadda. We call it noon in Niswa. Yes, good job. Call it noon in Niswa. Why is it noon in Niswa? Because it always refers to more than one female.
Is it Kima or Kama?
Qalamukuma. This is the default case. But Qalamatuma would work too.
Well, there's actually legit doctor stuff.
Can you copy this column? Can you copy this column here?
Yes, I can.
And then copy this row here.
The line is connected.
So it becomes a full table like this one. Self-standing.
I should have done this.
It's okay. It's okay. Now, let's do this.
What are we looking at?
Let's do this. I'm going to ask you. I'm going to ask you. About.
So confused.
About Shanta. About what? Shanta.
Shanta.
Yes, this is Shanta. So, ahadihi laki? Ahadihi laki? Is this yours? I'm giving you now when I'm using laki. Okay?
Yeah.
So I'm using first person. Ahadihi laki?
Say yes, I get a free laki.
You can say the short answer is na'am or la. However, I want you to say no. It's mine. It's not mine. What would you say? Let's do the positive first. Yes, it's mine. Na'am, li. Let's make the short. Or let's say li. Or let's say, if you want to say, use the word shanta. You say what? Shanta. 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 Or let's not use shanta, let's use haqiba. Haqiba.
Okay.
Because that's more formal.
Yes.
See,
haqiba. Yeah, you know in Arabic the lion has almost like 99 names.
What?
The lion. So you can say asad. Ghudanfar.
So is it an apple, like a 5 million names too?
Huh? No, I'm saying Arabic language is so rich.
Yeah, that you have. There's so many accents. It's called accent.
No, it's not an accent.
No,
I'm talking about the accent.
No, look at this.
Look
at this. Shanta is slang because it's not proper.
So, well, let me be careful and use the word haqiba. Because haqiba is no doubt. It's shanta.
Okay, like a bag. Correct me if I'm wrong, but lahja, doesn't that mean accent? What does it mean? Does lahja mean slang?
Lahja
yeah.
means accent or slang.
Yeah. Or
let's solve this problem after school. I see you after school or during lunch.
Okay.
So now.
Are you in his second period class?
Yeah.
Ahadihi al-haqibatu laki?
La.
Ahadihi al-haqibatu laki? If you know how the answer, raise your hand. La. No. Just give me the short answer. Just one word. أهذه الحقيبة لك؟
Not mine.
Hmm. Then you answer as a first person, right? I ask you as a third person.
ليست
لي. Okay.
But that's two.
ليست لي.
Why
you got it right.
لي.
Because حقيبة is female word. But you got, what if you want to say لي? Just say لي. Okay, you say ليست لي. Li or ليست لي. Okay. Now, let's do the last table.
That's it.
I wanted to do the last table, which is he, she, he, she.
He, she, what?
He, she, us.
He's like,
same like he.
So the Arabic word for this.
What are you saying?
Yeah, no, we're referring to something when you say hada, hadihi.
Oh, this is this.
Yes. Okay. So same small table here. Same small table here with the same stuff. But
by same stuff you mean this and this?
No. Yes. And then we'll say huwa, hiya, huma, hunna. Okay? All right, so.
You're crashing into the plastic chairs.
Now, I'm talking to both of you.
Yes.
Both of you.
Yes.
أهذه الحقيبة لكما؟ When I say a, look, when I say a, then I'm asking a question. A, I'm asking a question. أهذه الحقيبة لكما؟
لا.
Okay, how about if you say نعم? Give the positive answer.
But it's not mine.
Huh?
نعم.
نعم, huh? No, I'm saying لكما.
Oh,
نعم.
لنا.
لنا. لنا. Yeah, look. Look. Yeah, look. Give them a chance to look on the board table. So that you get
sorry.
You get used to the table.
Okay.
Okay. Now.
And you eventually memorize the table? Yeah. Yeah.
Have it handy.
How do you see it?
Have it handy and get used to it.
But I have it handy. You're not going to Saudi Arabia and carrying your notebook around.
I might.
And saying, hey.
No, she.
That's why I'm not going to go.
She doesn't. There was a Hamza Yusuf. Sheikh Hamza Yusuf went to Egypt and he was trying to use the formal Arabic. So he went to Guy and said, instead of course saying, I want to go to the pyramids, he said, أريد أن أذهب إلى الإهرامات. إهرامات. أريد
مين
I want. أذهب means go. إهرامات means pyramids. So I want to go to the pyramids.
Yeah.
Okay. So أريد أن أذهب إلى الإهرامات. That's perfect Arabic. Okay. Of course, the taxi driver, you know.
Yeah, what the heck are you saying?
Yeah. No, he was funny. He understood him, but he was funny. He said, he shook his hand and said, صدق الله العظيم. You know, he's making fun of him. It's like you're reading Quran. When you use formal Arabic, it's like you're reading Quran. صدق الله العظيم.
Oh, I see.
Now
I see.
So making fun of him.
I get it.
Okay.
How do you know that?
The guy, Sheikh Hamza Yusuf, he went there when he's the one who told us about this. Okay, let's go back and do the same.
Talk more. I'm not finished.
Yes.
Tell
okay.
Stories.
How about if we're talking about all of you and you're going to say yes?
Lena.
No. أهذه أهذه أ. Means a question. أهذه أهذه الحقيبة لكم
لنا
أهذه الحقيبة give a positive answer first. Positive answer. أهذه الحقيبة نعم لنا good job. نعم لنا
نعم لنا.
How about if you want to use the word حقيبة? Huh? You say the other way. Other than that, you want to use the same thing, the word حقيبه attached. So you say just like say حقيبتي حقيبته. What would you say? لنا. So you substitute the word lamb for the letter lamb for حقيبه. So it becomes حقيبته because it's female. حقيبتنا حقيبتنا. Got it? Okay. So
we're
here,
happy
he, she.
Because this is a very happy class.
He, okay, no.
Sure.
Okay. Unfortunately, there's no first person here. Because, all you say? You say, Anna. Anna.
No, stop, don't give it to
him.
No.
No, نحن. No.
No, where's she?
Yeah.
Not.
You have to raise my nut.
نحن. And.
What are you doing?
And نحن. Okay. So if you're talking about yourself alone, if you're talking about yourself alone, please, listen to me.
Focus.
Calm down.
Throw it back at her.
Okay. If we're talking about... If you're talking about you... Hold on. Look at the third table. That's the one Lena's doing right now. If we're talking about you... Okay. So, what would you say? Ana or Nahnu?
Ana.
Yalla, it's Lena. This is هذه اوكي ليتس دو ات سو ليتس بوت لا هذه
هذه
اور هاتي
ها
نو سو هذه ام هاتي ها ليش اوكي So I want to talk to you as a person. What would you say? What would you say from this table over there? The table that Lena is doing, if you're talking about yourself alone. Mm-hmm. If you're talking about yourself,
yeah.
Say, it's an I. Okay?
Right?
If you're talking about yourself, you say I. Mm-hmm. So according to this table, hidden behind Lena, which one do you use? Which one do you use? If you're saying I.
Anna.
That's right.
See, I actually am.
How about if you say we?
Nahnu.
Nahnu.
You have to put like,
Huh?
I got this.
I'm going to do the tashkil. It's not called sign, it's called tashkil.
Not sign.
If you would mind.
Nope.
We nahnu. A little bit.
You have to put the I and the we on there.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
So, okay. Now let's say.
I don't mean tashkil. I don't mean tashkil. I mean the word we.
The word we. She's going to add it at the end.
Really? I don't think I agree to that.
Okay.
Yeah,
so, now. This is called masaha. This is called masaha.
Yeah.
Or to make it even easier, we call it nahiya.
Nahiya.
Okay. Okay. Which one is better word to use is the word mahiya.
Yep.
Oh.
Mahiya. Mahiya because mahi is erasing. Yamhu is erase. So mahiya is erasing. Okay. Because it gives you the function. It might say, masaha. Okay. This name is giving you the verb. It's telling you the one that erases. It is the one that erases. Okay. So say mahiya. It is the one that erases. That's the, or you can say eraser. Got it?
Yeah.
Okay. So I am going to talk about this eraser. Okay.
Isn't this table for this is mine, this
yes.
is yours, this is.
Yes. This is not mine.
There's no first person.
This is I.
This is I?
I. And this is we. And this is the other we. So this is the he.
This is yours.
No. This is
Is there only third person?
This is Heather. Okay, so you think this Heather? No, I'm not.
This is
yours. She?
No,
second person. This is
your second person
you?
Is me talking to you.
Yes. So this is you, and this is you, male and female. So
yeah, sure. Then.
So this is you.
Yeah.
This is you,
yeah,
you, you. Okay? Now.
What?
Okay, now, let's talk about this eraser. I'm asking you, all of you.
This is a very intense gossip group. We are talking about an eraser here. I recommend you focus. Very juicy.
As much.
Okay, all right. So, I'm asking you here, I want to see who owns this. So,
not me.
لمن هذه المحايا؟
Lee.
I said it first.
You said Lee?
Yeah.
And he said Lee. This is conflict.
Lana.
No. It says, it's going to be a fight. It's going to be a fight if you say mine, and if he says mine, then
it's a fight.
I have to judge and see, you know, which one is true. Okay,
liar.
So well, only one can have this. So you said, لمن هذه المحايا?
Lee.
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 Lee. Good job.
No, actually, no, Lazily.
Okay. You want to say Lana?
No, between me and him.
Lana. To actually you. You and her. You want to say Lana?
But I don't want to share it with her.
You want to say Lana. Okay? Lana, you and her. So that's a mixed group.
Yeah.
So what do you say?
Lana.
Lana. How if now you say, use this word, the long version?
Masaha Lana.
مساحتنا تكبير. Very good. She got it right.
Okay. I can do more points.
How about?
Should I do points? Actually, the prizes in
let's,
the prize box
let's finish this table
today.
Before we
no,
end.
Okay, no more
yeah,
prizes.
I want a prize.
That's ruined last week.
We have only 5 minutes.
It only ruined last week because you never got the answers right.
Wait, okay.
Hold on. Guys, you have five. Please, we have 5 minutes. We want to finish this in 5 minutes. Okay, now, if I want to talk about this eraser.
Yeah.
And say. If I want to talk about this Haqiba. This Haqiba. Okay. I want to ask you about this حقيبة. So I would say, لمن هذه؟ لمن هذه؟ To whom this belongs?
لي.
So لمن هذه؟
هذه الحقيبة له.
I can say لمن. I can say لمن هذه الحقيبة, or I can say لمن هذه.
Yeah.
Both are fine, but. If you're in real life, you say لمن هذه, because لمن هذه, because what? Because I can see you in real life. But if I'm writing a story, would I say لمن هذه, or would I say لمن هذه الحقيبة? Yes. Otherwise, you have to have a footnote explaining, hey, we're talking about the حقيبة. You got it. So. It's in like same thing in English. If you're saying, this belongs to who?
Not me.
Okay, hold
me.
On. Hold on. Shh. If you're present, then you know we're talking about the what? The shanda or the haqiba.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm writing something and people don't know what I'm talking about, so I would say لمن هذه الحقيبة. Yes. So now I add the word حقيبة. So that the readers know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I see.
You got it? You got it? Okay.
What?
Second person. هذا. هذاني.
No, that's
you guys.
Wow, thanks.
Hadani.
Yes.
That is not time.
Do it and I fix it before we. Okay. All right. So now let's do. I'm going to ask you the question in English and answer in Arabic. Let's say this bag belongs to all of you.
Yeah, it does.
Let's say this bag belongs to all of you.
Yeah.
Okay.
It belongs to
so. I want to ask about all of you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say, لمن هذه الحقيبة؟
لنا.
لنا, that's right.
Or
do you say?
That's so sad, we all share
a bag. Or do you say? That's a very long answer.
حقيبنا.
You can say, حقيبتنا.
Oh.
So you say either لنا or substitute the lamb for the word.
No,
so you say,
حقيبتنا.
حقيبتنا. Very good job. Okay, how about both of you? أهذه الحقيبة لكنا؟ أهذه الحقيبة لكنا؟ Because two females.
But
it's three plus. No, it's only.
Yeah, but
I'm sorry. I meant that there's a third girl. That's right.
Oh, okay.
أهذه الحقيبة لكنا؟
نعم.
Na'am, are you well? Huh?
Yeah.
Na'am, what? Continue. Na'am, what? Na'am? No, just use Lana or whatever.
Lana?
Haqibatuna. That's right.
I don't know what you're asking.
Haqibatuna. I'm saying, أهذه الحقيبتو لكما? You say, Haqibatuna. If you have three girls, you say, أهذه الحقيبتو أهذه الحقيبتو لكنا? Then you say, هذه الحقيبتو لنا. Now give me your homework. And class is over.
You're bringing the rest of the table.
Yes, I'll do.
It was smart way to put it together.
Best chocolate ever.
I should put it in a orange.